Listen, you've had a tiresome day, and it's time for you to heal. Wherever it is that you find your peace, and if you need isolation and a place to recharge, then you create one. Be your own safe haven. Create heaven in a world full of hell. You deserve happiness. You deserve love. You deserve peace. And by all means, you will get it. The universe has heard your cry long enough. And eventually, it will answer. Manifest. Stay positive. Pray. Don't let anyone or anything cloud your judgment. Now picture this. You are in a meadow. You are surrounded by lilies, not roses, because in this meadow, you are not allowed to inhale the stench. You are surrounded by lilies. Lilies signify purity and happiness. And anything negative in your body, it will help you release. Now remove those dark clouds and bring in the happy ones. The ones that make you smile and laugh. That are reminiscent of soft pillows and cotton candy that you enjoy to eat. Now run through the meadow as a nice breeze lifts you away. It encourages you to spread your wings and fly. You haven't flown in so long because so many people tried to clip your wings. It's your time now. Whatever you are passionate about, whatever you are persistent in, keep that energy. Don't tell anyone but yourself. Anything that you want to do, you are capable of doing it, so manifest it. And it will grow and flourish with the love and the power that you put behind it. Push. Keep going. If the rivers flowed and showed me the way, then I would replenish. If the skies opened up and showed me heaven, I would prepare my halo and my wings. If love is the thing that keeps me going, then my heart beats more rapid than anything that I've ever known, creating a beat that is everlasting. And I will live on in my essence eternally. Your name holds weight. Your name is the reason why they created history books so it could be remembered. But your energy and your essence is what we feel. You are more than enough. You are powerful. You knew this once you came into the world, and no one will tell you any differently. Think of your favorite color. And by the time that I count down to three, envision your favorite color. Are you ready? One, two, three. Everyone say your favorite color with me. Green. What do you think of when you think of your favorite color? Do you think of the happy times? On the times you can just walk outside and see it freely, you won't even be charged for it. Does it give you passion? Does it ignite a fire? Does it make you want to do a happy dance? Does it relax you? Oh, so it does relax you. Keep that thought, because we aren't going to let your favorite color be by itself. Now, what's your favorite smell? What's a smell that any and everyone can relate to. Let's count down together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Vanilla. Oh, that was an easy one. Vanilla in your favorite color. As you walk into the room, the empty space is now filled with your favorite color and your favorite smell. What's something else that will relax you? Is there a particular sound that you enjoy that will also help captivate and set the mood? Because it's time for you to relax and go to sleep now. And we need you to rest well. So by the time I count down to three, have your favorite sound in mind, because I go by the rule of three, and if you have three things in agreement, then it is time. 1, 2, 3. The sound of rain against the window panes. So now you have your favorite color. You have your favorite smell. And you have your favorite sound. Are you enjoying the scalp massage in which you deserve and require and desire? You only wanted to relax, even if it was for a second, a minute. You will replenish and it'll turn into an hour. And when you escape one world, you'll enter anew your dream world, where all things are beautiful and you flourish and you thrive. You are the star of your own movie and the director too. So whatever you write in your script, you are manifesting it. No one will interfere. And when you awake in the morning, you will be replenished. You will be energized. You will be recharged. You will have a good mood. The sensation that you are feeling going throughout your body is the energy that you need to release so you can accept the new. No more old energy, only positive energy, only calming energy, only soothing energy. And when you need more, you can reach back down and summon it up. What's one of your favorite nursery rhymes? Do you have a favorite nursery rhyme? Well, I do too. I think we all have a favorite nursery rhyme. Are we thinking the same thing? Let's count down from three and we'll say it together. 1, 2, 3. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world you fly, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You are beautiful. You are glorious. You are what gods and goddesses are deprived from. Did I say deprived? Derived. You could laugh if you want. That ensures that you're happy. That ensures that you are releasing. Listen to the sound of my voice. It'll get further away. And by the time I get further away, you should be at least relaxed, somewhat asleep, or drifting off. Are you ready? We're going to say some positive mantras. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am the pioneer of my own path. I am the pioneer of my own path. I am the pioneer of my own path. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am stress free. I am stress free. I am stress free. I am protected. I am protected. I am protected. I am soothed. I am relaxed. Forehead kiss. Good night. Okay, first of all and foremost, nobody said life is going to be easy. And granted, it is not, but it's up to you to finish your book best suited for you, because you're the one writing it and reading it. If nobody else understands the course or direction that you choose to take, that is on them. There's no such thing as making a bad decision or making no decision at all. You live to the best of your abilities, because it's a lot of us that are currently out here not living at all. And when your soul finally says it's had enough, you'll know. You'll want to elevate. You'll want to be free. You'll want to no longer speak to those friends or go to those places that no longer serve you, or just quit a job that you've worked at for 5, 10, 15, or 25 years, because your spirit is longing, and urging for something else. And I want to commend you for doing a great job. You're doing a wonderful job. You are doing a beautiful job. Give yourself the credit and validation that you deserve. Nobody else is going to do it for you. The world is your stage, and it's time for you to take the lead role and lead position of your life. Things you can't control, don't manifest that negativity into your life. Just let it flow out of your body like negative energy. We harness and we try to wrap our minds around things that we can't control, people we can't control, emotions and places and times, when we just need to let it go. Let the Lord and the universe continue to guide us, because we're going in the right direction. And I know it feels like a lot of us aren't going in any direction at all, but we're going. You are moving. You may not be moving fast. May not be moving fast enough, but you are moving. Each day you decide to get up and continue to get up and say, I'm going to do the best and be the best of my capabilities. Nobody is going to stop me. I'm going to continue moving with my left foot and my right foot and my left foot. I'm going to be level-headed. I don't know how I'm going to make it today, but I know I am making it today. I went to sleep last night and I was able to get up today. Round of applause to me. I deserve it. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit. Baby, you aren't giving yourself enough credit. Give yourself a round of applause, because if you look back on your past and everything you've been through, it is preparing you for every place and every direction and every course of your life that you are meant to head into now. People keep saying there's a small window of opportunity. Well, I'm not going through a window. You're not going through a window. You're going through a door. You hold the keys to your success. Don't let idle things and idle people with small mindsets hinder you inside of a prism that you cannot release and escape from. Because there are some people out here that know you are destined for greatness. You're destined for glory. That you can write a million songs. That you can invent a new machine. That you can do great things with your mind. Because just like there were people sent here to heal, there are people sent here to hinder.
They don't want to see you at your best. They don't want to see you vibrating on a higher frequency. Their job is to stop you on the mission that you were sent here for. And I encourage you to keep going, because I have to tell myself this on a daily basis. And when the world gets too loud, that's when I get quiet and retreat back into myself. I say self, I say ancestors, I say spirit guide, I say Lord, I say universe, what are you trying to tell me? And sometimes they just want you to be still and enjoy your presence while you are here, because not too many people are going to say they enjoy you or appreciate you. So these are things you need to constantly tell yourself, constantly remind yourself of how beautiful and powerful you are. You cannot let outside influences influence you and who you are. The capabilities that you possess, and you know you possess this. There are times where you want to break down and cry. I do it all the time, because I know something glorious and miraculous is about to happen, and the only person and thing standing in my way is me. You know how they say, the saying is, you have to break through that glass ceiling. You don't have to break it, baby. All you have to do is push. Push. It took you a long time to climb up there and be able to push it open. And now that you are finally up there, don't stop for anything or anyone. Don't stop. Most people say life is a race, or life is a gamble, or you have to struggle through life. You don't. You don't. Keep praying, keep meditating, keep manifesting. Keep being a better version of yourself. Let go of those idle and trivial things that no longer serve you. If you are afraid to be alone, then you haven't truly mastered being with yourself and loving yourself the right way. Stop depending on other people to love you correctly and start with yourself. Get you a journal and write down 3 things that you love about yourself and increase it every day. Write down 3 things, 3 toxic things that you wish to remove. And watch the growth and beauty that comes in your life. If people aren't inviting you to places, those places you don't need to go. If people never included you in anything or in their circle, baby, you didn't need to be. You're a whole planet. The sun and the moon revolves around you, circulates around you. If people aren't applauding you and congratulating you, you go where you are appreciated. Because there are some people that have been supporting you, your brand, pulling your name up when other people have been dragging it through the mud. Don't discard those people, because they are angels sent here divinely to protect you, and you're sent here to protect somebody else. So use your gifts and use them wisely and use them kindly. You're magnificent in ways that you couldn't even imagine. I know you don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it either. But a vision is a start. And when you start writing it down, it speaks life. You're bringing your vision to life. You're manifesting it. You say, I don't have any help and support. It starts with you, because if you don't believe in yourself, then that encourages everybody else not to believe in you. How they gonna believe in something that they don't know exists? Don't downplay yourself. Don't downplay your talents. Don't downplay your skills. You're working hard to get that new car. You're going to get it. But remember, you had to crawl before you walk. You had to ask for several rides. Majority of my paychecks before I even got a vehicle went into other people's gas tanks. And they wouldn't even fill it up because they depended on me. And when I said I had enough, I prayed. I struggled. I slept on the floor until I got a bed. I walked until I got a car. And when I got it, I appreciated it. I treated it like it was a Mercedes Benz. And that's exactly how you have to treat yourself. You are luxury. You are quality. You are the highlight of your evening, day, and night. If you have to eat noodles for an entire month, you treat those noodles like they are a T-bone steak or a filet mignon. See, I had to starve to appreciate food. I had to wear rags until I got riches. I pray constantly that I remain in my humbleness because I don't want to be removed from it. It keeps me elevated. It keeps me intact. It lets me know that other people are human and I'm human too. And I feel emotions and I don't want to get big-headed. I don't want enough helium in my head that I float away because even balloons pop. Even a car will run out of gas. And even a dog will run away from home if you don't treat it right. So you treat yourself high quality and you do it in a correct manner. You're not better than anybody. You're not bigger than anybody, regardless of what your height says and what the scale says. Those scales have to be weighed. Those scales have to be balanced. It's a lot of us are trying to figure it out, and we are getting hit left to right every day like we are target practice, but we don't learn how to maneuver. We go back to the drawing board so we can be better again. We can do better again. It's some days I wake up and it's motherfucker this, motherfucker that. You know, I do so much cussing, I'm like, let me sit back and let me go absorb myself of what I did today. That wasn't me, but that was a part of me, and I can't shun the part of me that chose to come out. That was a part of me that needed to vent, because if I suppress it, it comes or evolves into a ball of energy, and I don't know which direction that energy is going to go, and I don't want to hit an innocent person, and at the same time, that energy that I created could be chaos, and it can ricochet and hit me back. So let me go reflect on what I did. Let me go reflect on what I could do better. Let me go reflect on if I need help in certain situations. Don't be afraid to ask for help, y'all. Ego and pride will kill you. There's no such thing as a stupid answer, but there is a such thing if you not. There's no such thing as a stupid question, I'm sorry, but there is a such thing as you not asking, and that question is marinating and marinating. For years, it took me years to figure out, not even years, because I always sat at the front of the class. Sitting at the back didn't teach me anything. I didn't have to raise my hand to be seen. I knew eventually I would get whatever question I had burning up inside of me answered. So whatever questions you have, you need to ask those. You never know what doors will open in your direction. You never know who's been waiting to answer that question. You never know what type of resources will be provided for you and to you. And divine timing is a thing. When it's time, you know. Your spirit knows. You're getting all the signals. Song keeps coming on the radio. Your body keeps telling you it needs to heal. It needs rest. Why am I sleepy all? You're tired, baby. Your spirit is tired. Go on. Go get some rest. It's okay. And you've given yourself to more than enough people. Now it's time for you to pour into you evenly and equally. And you can do it. Don't say what you can't do. Looking at somebody else's life 24/7, you're not living yours to the best of your capabilities. Some of us just want the simple things in life and we can survive. It's not until we add outside influences into our lives that makes it chaotic, traumatic, stressful, and a whole lot of other things. So don't dismiss the person that's been a true friend to you. Don't dismiss the person that provided for you when you had nothing. Don't dismiss the people that have been praying for you in secret and in silence and they don't even want the acknowledgement. Don't step over the same people that held you up or helped pull you out of those trenches, because you never know when you might need those hands again. And don't substitute yourself for something you are not. It is okay to be openly free and be yourself. Everybody's not going to like it, but the right people are going to love it. That's why all of those people that did you damage and harm, they never returned your phone calls or your texts. They've been removed out of your life, baby, and that's for a reason. Now, if you keep inviting them back in, that's the pain and endangerment that you want. So you'll have to deal with it. Until we learn our lessons, no matter if you are a child, a teenager, an adult, until you learn your lesson, those cycles are going to repeat itself. And sometimes, everybody is not hating. If you ask for the truth, I respect the person who would give me the truth and they're not finna sugarcoat it, because don't ask for stuff you're not ready for. Now, you might have some people around you that's going to lie and dilute you and tell you whatever it is that you want to hear, but the ones that tell you what you need to hear are the ones you need to keep around. You know, when I was younger, even at the age I am now, I don't like hearing what some people have to say, but it's good that I hear it, because it may not resonate that day, but I guarantee you in 2 days or 3 days, when it resonates, I apologize and admit my wrong, and I go tell that person that they were right. Because sometimes it's not that we aren't hearing it. We hear it when it's meant for us to hear it, and we receive it when it's meant for us to receive it. And if you are closed-minded, then you can easily mistake it as anger or somebody trying to tell you what to do or tell you about your life or how to live your life or this, that, and the other. That's when you run out of words to say. You say this, that, and the other. And the most important thing you can do is heal. Don't rush into a relationship you're not ready for. You see it all over social media. Anybody can paint a picture and tell you what it is, but they not gonna tell you what it ain't. I've never seen 2 million people get up and post angry pictures all day and say they're happy. Be careful what hides behind a smile. Be careful what hides behind a screen, because you know not what a person is going through or what they want to perceive themselves as. And when you fall into that trap of, oh, they're painting an illusion and that's everything that I want to be, instead of focusing on everything it is that you need to be and meant to be. If you want to be a carpenter, then you go build 5 million houses. And the right people will help supply wood, nails, and hammers. If you want to be a hairstylist and you're worried that people aren't sharing your posts or supporting your business, focus on the clients that have been coming to you excessively for 25 years and plus. Always leave tips. Never batted an eye. They didn't care if you were late or made a mistake. They loved you for you. They appreciated your hands. So they booked massages for you, or they prayed over your hands, or they'd come pick you up or come directly to you and pay the price that you asked, and would never bat an eye. Be careful of how you treat people and how you misuse people, because those same people, when you had nothing, that gave you everything, those are angels in disguises. So learn to be an angel in a world full of devils. And the biggest mistake a lot of us make is we always thinking it's the devil, it's the devil, it's the devil, it's us. Accountability will take you far and it will go a long way. And don't explain to other people why you are doing certain things. You do what's best for you. To my single parents, moms, dads, hardworking women and men, they got to pick up second shifts and third shifts. You do what you have to do for you. But when the burden comes too heavy, you give it to Yah. You put it down. Some things you can't control. And life is too short, so live. You have your reasons behind what you do and why you did it. Doesn't do any good explaining it to us. You did it for you. You fought for you. You had to keep going for you. You had to live for you. You had to provide for you. You have your reasons, and your reasons are valid. So don't let anyone make you feel like your reasons are not valid and a lesser than. And to all of my strong people who are tired of being strong, it is okay to be weak. you get you some rest until you have recuperated and regenerated, and it's time for you to move again. You don't have to answer everybody's phone call. You don't have to be everybody's therapist. You don't have to be there 24/7 for everybody, because who's going to be there for you when you need it the most? Put that weight down. Heal a little bit. Live a little bit. You don't have to run to Miami because everybody else is running to Miami. Paradise can be in your own backyard. You don't have to spend $5 million or $200 on makeup and perfume to smell good. Soap and water can cleanse you in ways that no other fragrance can. Hell, even the sunlight can make you smell good. Be encouraged in whatever you do. For some people, it happens overnight. For some of us, it takes years. All it takes is that one yes, and that first yes starts with you. So be a blessing to yourself. And when you go to bed at night, you manifest until you fall asleep. Don't go to bed with anything heavy on your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. Things we can't control, we won't control. But when the universe tells you to move freely, fluently, you do so as a river flows. If the currents get too high, you learn to swim against the tides, or you become a part of it. Water presents itself in many different ways and spectrums. Rain, snow, sleet, and hail. And at the end of the day, even if it's ice, it melts. So you melt the hardest parts of you. In those same bricks you use to build walls, you use those bricks to build a community. I have faith in you because I have faith in myself. And I have to encourage myself every day, every morning, every evening, every night. And the way that my mindset is changing is a beautiful thing. I no longer want it to be harbored, or hindered, or hurt by some of the things that I caused myself. The same life I was stripping from my body, I choose to put back in, to replenish myself, to water myself, to bury myself into the earth, and to flourish. And let my roots run deep and spread evenly, because I have to be a better version of myself for me, my child, my family, and anyone else that needs encouragement. This is Decadent Dane, and I hope this helped for a bit. Good night.